Imagine. The year is 1976. You're not yet sick to death of the song More Than a Feeling by Boston. Star Trek was only a failed TV show in syndication. Your motion visual speculative fiction options were the Rankin-Bass Christmas special-like Tolkien adaptations, campy flying saucer pics, or the contemporary stuff. Trippy, slow-moving, migraine-inducing flicks like THX 1138, 2001, Logan's Run, Zardoz, and Q-Blorg X. Okay, I just made up that last one. Star Wars and Close Encounters will appear next year in 77, ushering in a whole new era of visual spec fic. But for now, we have two true badass dystopia destroyers, and this decade ain't big enough for the two of them. Time for Zed, Killer of Brutals from Zardoz, to face off against Logan 5. Not Logan 3, as he's called in the novel, but Logan 5, as he's called in the Logan's Run movie. We will pit these two characters head-to-head in five silly categories, and it shall be called Duel of the Fates Hyperfighting Turbo Lightning Round Street Fighter Edition.
Shoryuken!
First question, who has the better look? Okay, Logan looks pretty cool in his Sandman getup. Zed wears a red diaper. You're actually relieved to see him covered up in a wedding dress. Logan has the better look. Second question, who has more love prowess?
Logan had that nifty thing where he could dial up a lover to appear in his room, which makes one wonder why anyone ever left the house. As for Zed, at first he needed to use the net to meet women. Literally, he had to catch them in a net. But once he made his way into the vortex, all the waifs went crazy. I guess they recognized him as James Bond. Zed wins, LP.
Third question. Who'd win in a fight? I don't care how adept Logan is with his gun, he'd never get the chance to turn Zed into a pile of dust. Zed is an ass-kicking killer of brutals, and that's before he gets his Keanu-like messianic powers to punch through cellophane and make film run backwards. Fourth question, rotating category. Let's substitute these two combatants with rich Folger's crystals. Oh, sorry. Let's find another Logan and another Zed to step in here.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
So we're tied going into the fifth and final, the intangibles. Both of these guys brave naked people in the translucent walls to enable great change to end their dystopian societies. Both of the lead actors were connected to spy film franchises. Connery to James Bond, Robert York to Austin Powers. But there are two reasons why Zed wins the intangibles. One, because this duel of the fates is for the Zardozapalooza deadpan, dammit. We can't have the guest of honor lose. And two, because I had this great joke written, which I couldn't fit anywhere else in this duel. Zed finds himself surrounded by girls with Princess Leia hairstyles, who are all mesmerized by his thick pelt of body hair.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
So, Zed beats Logan.
Five! Frieza!
Winning three of the five categories. Congratulations, Big Harry Z. You kick ass. Back now to the deadpan outro babble.